Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And I hope it is good food for you, because we live in a time when so many people have left the church or walked away or don't bother to go to church at all. And it's a time where we need to see, I think, more clearly what God has done for us and what he tells us. I came across the homily of Pope Francis on the 23rd of January, and this is what he said. This is also the mission of each one of us, to be credible messengers, prophets of God's word in the world. And that doesn't mean that you have to come with a very complicated statement, but just sharing what you know of God's love and God's mercy to you. Consequently, let us grow passionate about sacred scripture. Let us be willing to dig deep within the word that reveals God's newness and leads us tirelessly to love others. Let us put the word of God at the center of the church's life and pastoral activity. In this way, we will be liberated from all rigid Pelagianism, from all rigidity, set free from the illusion of a spirituality that puts you into orbit, unconcerned about caring for our brothers and sisters. Let us put the Word of God at the center of the church's life and pastoral activity. Let us listen to that Word, pray with it, and put it into practice. This is from a homily of Pope Francis, January 23rd. So we take a look now at the readings for today. The first is from the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verses 1 to 2, and then 11 to 18. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the whole assembly of the children of Israel, and tell them, be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. You shall not steal. You shall not lie or speak falsely of one another or to one another. You shall not swear falsely by my name, thus profaning the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not defraud or rob your neighbor. You shall not withhold overnight the wages of your day laborer. You shall not curse the deaf or put a stumbling block in front of the blind. You shall fear your God. I am the Lord." To fear in a general way, too, means to reverence toward God. God comes first. God's word is the word you must and you most need to hear, all of us. It's a living word, and it can change our lives. And then it continues here. "You shall not act dishonestly in rendering judgment. Show neither partiality to the weak, nor deference to the mighty, but judge your fellow men justly. You shall not go about spreading slander among your kin." Remember, brothers and sisters, give up gossiping. If you can't say something good, don't say something at all. That's what God is asking of us here. "You shall not go about spreading slander among your kin, nor shall you stand by idly when your neighbor's life is at stake. I am the Lord. You shall not bear hatred for your brother in your heart. Though you may have to reprove him, do not incur sin because of him. Take no revenge and cherish no grudge against your fellow countrymen. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." The Lord's asked a lot of us. At the same time, God gives us the help. He gives us words to share with others. But he looks to us to spread his word. "Love one another as I have loved you." That's not easy sometimes. Having an enemy is not worth it. just say, I'm never going to speak to that person again. I don't ever want to see that person again. Stop. What would God do? He'd go and ask forgiveness, or he would go and give forgiveness if that's what was needed. Brothers and sisters, Jesus wants to share his life with us. He wants us to know in a small way what he has done for us. Please open your hearts to him more. Listen to his words more carefully. For Psalm 19 tells us, your words, Lord, are spirit and life. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true, all of them just. Let the words of my mouth and the thought of my heart find favor before you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Let me just say, brothers and sisters, not every book is holy. The Bible is holy. It's God's word to us. And God's word has power. It's not just reading an empty page and saying, oh, what a nice idea. God's word has power to change us. I learned that more and more from the time I was about 14. I started looking at the scripture. And scripture itself tells us that the word of God is pure. The word of God is powerful. The word has power to change our lives. First of all, take a look to the words that would deal with your situation. Whatever that situation may be, difficulty with some person or difficulty at work, something within the family, whatever the case may be, as I've often told you, stop and say, Lord, what do you say about this? Help me. And believe me, he will. And we read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 31 to 46. Jesus said to his disciples, when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. That includes you and me, brothers and sisters. It's all of us. And he will separate them from one another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. And then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty. You gave me a drink, a stranger, and you welcomed me, naked, and you clothed me, ill, and you cared for me, in prison, and you visited me. Brothers and sisters, how many times do we reach out to our neighbor? How many times to the people in the school where our children go, as I've said to you before? Do you really know that God wants to use you in so many situations? If you trust him, if you turn to him, if you don't hear anything, then do the best that you know you can do, and that will be all right. God understands that. But sometimes, every once in a while, he gives you something that you would never have thought of. I don't mean every time. Do your best. But there are times when God does give us a word that's so important, and we need to share it with others. And then we read, then the righteous will answer him and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you as a stranger and welcome you or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you? And the king will say to them in reply, amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me, you do for me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me. Then they will answer and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or ill, or in prison, and not minister to your needs? He will answer them, Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me. And these will go off into eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. That is a passage, Matthew 25:31-46, as I've said. That's a passage to read and to reread. How many times, I think I have mentioned this to you before, but how many times do you just put in your purse or in your pocket some chewing gum or some candy or something that you can carry with you and give it to another who is in need? And there are always people, if you see the same person 3 or 4 days at the same place, you can be almost confident that he is waiting for someone who will say, what do you need? And maybe you can't meet all their needs, but you could recommend someone to them that they could go to. Please, brothers and sisters, whatever you do for them, you do for Christ. See, we don't think that way, not to the level we should. Every person we love because God loves them. So we treat them with kindness. Please, brothers and sisters, reach out. Take a step forward. I remember my mother one time standing at the corner waiting for a bus to come, and it just down the street from our house, and she was waiting for it, and it wasn't coming. And she came back and she said, I wonder where that bus is, you know, it's been so long. And she saw some food there, and she just picked it up and took it with her. And she got out there, and when she got back out there, there was a poor man standing right there next to her. He said, Lady, could you give me anything to eat? And my mother, it was just, she had planned on doing something else with it. And right then, she just turned it over. My goodness, brothers and sisters, come on. Look around. You see their needs, and you say, gee, I don't have enough money myself. You can always pray, and you can tell them that. Go to them and say, money I don't have, but prayer I do have, and I will pray for you. Everything is a sign of hope to people who are facing poverty and difficulty, challenges, sickness. Please open your heart to them, for they love you very, very much. May God abundantly bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.